The UK Report. Thanks to Peters of Kensington. Now open at Barangaroo, Birkenhead Point in Kensington. Or shop online, petersofkensington.com.au.
Yes, it's hotting up. They're getting some shape to this Brexit. What's the Brexit border plan, Adam?
Well, it is only a plan, but I suppose it would be a shape if it gets agreed. Yeah, the government, the UK government, is proposing the idea of an invisible border with the European Union in terms of goods, not people. So a future trade agreement that could mean that the UK aligns with the EU in terms of products and so forth, which means, therefore, there wouldn't be the immediate imposition of tariffs after Brexit. And of course, you know, Australian goods are subject to tariffs coming to the European Union, but, of course, the UK doesn't want to join your club just yet. It would put all the prices up. But it's complicated by the fact that we are definitely leaving the EU Customs Union, and the European Union today has said we don't want to talk about this yet. It's too soon. Just get that feeling that there's an awful lot of brinkmanship going on, and that come 20 months from now or so, we'll have no idea where we are. But you know, just sometimes it'd be so much easier if we just hadn't done this.
Hey, listen, Adam, no idea where we are. Is there anything different?
Not quite. Yes, we've no idea where we are, but what? We're somewhere.
That's
different.
It.
That's all we know.
Just continue to stumble on. Now, Big Ben's going to fall silent next week for 4 years.
Isn't that ridiculous?
No ridiculous.
More Bongs or Boings, while a very expensive restoration project is carried out. Now, they're not restoring the bell, they're restoring the tower, the Elizabeth Tower, in which Britain's biggest and most famous bell is. But it's being silenced, we understand, only as a health and safety measure, so that the workers who are working down below don't have to wear ear protectors or earmuffs or whatever, they can carry on because they'll have turned Big Ben off. This has created quite a hoo-ha, including amongst MPs, saying, hang on a moment, can't they wear ear defenders? And anyway, they won't be there from 5 p.m. to 8 a.m. And anyway, Big Ben only sounds once an hour, pretty much.
There you are.
So as one headline put it, the death knell of common sense.
There you are, death knell of common sense. By the way, I should say to my listeners, Big Ben is only the name of the bell inside the tower. The clock is known as the Great Clock. Big Ben is the bell. That's why we say Big Ben will fall silent next week, as from Monday. Adam Gilchrist in London.